This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah, we learned a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi regarding a Mizran, which is a cloth band that is tightly wound around the bed frame to keep the frame together. We learned that just as the bed frame itself is subject to Tumas Midras, it is that if certain tummy individuals, such as a Zav, which will be the example of our Mishnah, rests on the bed, then it becomes tummy with Tumas Midras, which means that the bed itself then becomes an Avatumma. It can turn around and be Metama, other Kalim, or even people. The same way the bed frame itself is subject to that kind of Tumma, so is the Mizran, at least the portion of the Mizran that is actually wrapped around the bed. The question was, let's say there is more than 10 tefachim of excess Mizran hanging loose. It's not actually wrapped around the bed. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi disagreed about how much of that additional Mizran is judged as a part of the rest of the Mizran and thus also susceptible to Tumas Midras. Rabbi Meir said that all of it is, doesn't matter how short or how long the additional Mizran is, all of that is judged as part of the Mizran. The owner might find a use later for the excess Mizran, so it's all one, it's all subject to Midras. But Rabbi Yossi said that no, only up until 10 tefachim of excess Mizran would be subject to Tumma in the same manner as the bed is. Our Mishnah applies this dispute to a case involving a Zav, which is, again, an example of one of the types of Tame individuals who was able to be Metame things, a bed or chair, things meant to put the one's weight on, to Metame that with Midras. The Mishnah says, if Nisa HaZav Al Hamita V'Al HaMizran, let's say a Zav rested on a bed which had a Mizran band wound around it. And the case is, there is more than 10 tefachim of additional Mizran that hangs loose from the bed. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi will argue about the particular tumma status that will apply to that additional portion of Mizran. We begin with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says, Metam Mishnayim Uposel Echad. Upon resting on this bed, this Zav is Metam everything. Not only the bed itself, but every bit of the Mizran, including all of the additional Mizran that hangs loose, to the extent that the bed and the Mizran are Metam Mishnayim Uposel Echad. That is, since the bed and the Mizran have Tumas Midras, it means they're Avatumma. As an Avatumma, the bed can first be Metama another Kli or another person, and that Kli or person will be Tame on the level of Rishon L'Tumma. If that Kli or person then touches some food, then that food becomes Tame on the level of Sheni L'Tumma. If the food in turn then comes into contact with some Truma or Kachim, then it will possibly disqualify the Truma or Kachim. And so this is a way we can describe something that is Tame on the level of Avatumma. And that thing now is Metam Mishnayim Uposel Echad. And again, the point is that this status holds true of the entire Mizran, including all of the additional Mizran that hangs loose. Steve Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. For again, as we learned in the previous mission, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that all of the excess Mizran is still considered useful and therefore halachically part of the rest of the Mizran. However, Rabbi Yossi said that no, if Nisa Zav, Alamitav Alamizran, if Zav rested on this bed that has a Mizran wound around it, the halacha is Asarat Tfachim Metamishnaim Uposel Echad. The first 10 Tfachim of the loose portion of the Mizran, I agree, is Tame on the level of Avatoma. However, Me'asarav Elachotz, any excess Mizran beyond that first 10 Tfachim does not become Tame with Tumas Midras. Rather, Metame Echad Uposel Echad. It is Tame merely on the level of Rishon L'Tumma, because it's touching the first portion of the Mizran, which is Avatumma, so that makes the rest of the Mizran Rishon L'Tumma. As a Rishon L'Tumma, there can be one additional Metame event, meaning something else, person, clear food, could become Tame to the point where that thing itself can transmit the Tumma further, but after that, it's only one more event, it's Posel, meaning if that, let's say, a food that touched the excess Mizran, touched some Trumer Kachem, then that Trumer Kachem would be possible, but the Tumma transmission stops there. Because the point is, we started already a one away from Avatumma, we started Rishon L'Tumma, from Rishon L'Tumma, you can only continue for two more steps until Shlishi Latuma. Rabbi Yossi continues, let's say Nisa al HaMizran, let's say Ezav, rested on the Mizran itself, the loose part of the Mizran hanging down. The Ezav went to put his weight on that. So Rabbi Yossi applies his opinion to this case and says, Me'asar v'lefnim tame, if he rested his weight on the first 10 tefachim of the loose Mizran, then it and the rest of the bed, because you know, they're all attached, become tame on the level of Tumas Midras, so it's Avatoma, whereas Me'asar v'lechutz tahar. If the Ezav rested his weight on the excess Mizran that's beyond 10 tefachim from the bed, tahar, and the bed does not become tame at all. For Rabbi Yossi's opinion, the portion of the Mizran that's beyond 10 tefachim is not considered halachically connected to the bed. As far as the section of the Mizran itself that the Zav put his weight on, well, if he came into direct contact with that, presumably it would be Tameh, but let's say the Zav put his weight on that extra part but didn't actually directly touch that extra portion of the Mizran, well, then that does not become Tameh at all, because only that which was part of the bed becomes Tameh with Tumas Midras. Since again, Rabbi Yossi holds that the excess Mizran beyond 10 tefachim is not part of the bed, and therefore is not subject to Tumas Midras, and so in this case does not become Tameh at all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.